This is the Buffs Halftime Show. Live from the Learfield Network Studios, this is the College Scoreboard.
And a pleasant good evening, my friends, across the great state of Colorado. I'm Brian Hensworth, live in studio with you tonight at halftime. Number 25, Arizona State, is leading Colorado. Low-scoring game at Folsom Field in Boulder. 13-7 is our score right now. We'll get you right back to Mark, the coach, Andy Lindahl, here in a little bit with the halftime interview. Again, 13-7, Sun Devils leading at the half. Let's get right to our scoreboard on KOA in Denver, our 50,000-watt flagship, and all across our great network across the Centennial State. Number 11, Brigham Young Folks, Cincinnati. Tight game right now. Halftime, Carson Field. Cougars lead it by a score of 10-7. Bear Bachmeier, the Cougar quarterback. What a name. Bear Bachmeier has a touchdown run, and he is a physical football player.
Frischneck is among twins to the left with Carson Ryan. They're going to fake jet. Bear's going to keep up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown!
That's how it sounded on the Brigham Young Radio Network there. Greg Rubel on the call. Soresby has a touchdown throw for Cincinnati. PAT good. They're at the half. Again, the Cougars up by a score of 10-7. They are 9-1. They are still hopeful of getting into the Big 12 championship game. What a game. You heard my colleague Mark Johnson reference this game. It was a shootout. Number 12, Utah in Kansas State. 51-47 was the final score. That reminded me, if you're an older guy like me, you might remember Warren Moon's Tecmo Bowl. Remember the video game? I see a couple hands in the air. No defense. Nobody played any defense today. Utah wins it 51-47. Devin Dampier, the outstanding Utah quarterback, accounts for four touchdowns.
He stands in the gun alone. Daniel Bray in the left slot. Third down and four. Bray comes in motion. Devin's going to keep it himself. Picking his way forward. He's to the outside. 5-4-3. Pylon! Touchdown! Devin Dampier!
That's Bill Riley with a call from the Utah Radio Network. Utes have four straight wins. Number 23, Houston, falls to TCU. Frogs win it 17-14. They've won now six straight in Houston. Josh Hoover didn't have a fantastic day, but a very impressive day. 24 of 33, 293 yards for TCU, and he did have two touchdown throws.
Hoover, 4 of 4 to throw the football. Out of the gun this time. Deep ball, first time. Shot in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, McAllister! Hit the horn here in H-Town. 33-yard strike from Josh Hoover to Eric McAllister.
Ryan Estridge with a call from TCU Radio. It was Iowa State beating KU 38-14. Oklahoma State has still not won a game in conference. They fall to UCF in Orlando 17-14. Arizona beating Baylor 41-17. Top 25, member Georgia Tech. We saw them at the beginning of the year. Many of you listening to me right now were at the game. Georgia Tech in danger of losing right now. They're ranked at number 16. They win tonight. They go to the ACC title game, but they're down against Pitt 35-14 in the third quarter. It's Bobby Dodd. Haynes King has been held to 30 yards rushing. That's just absolutely unheard of. He does have a touchdown, but they have not been able to get their offensive going in this game. Number 14, Vanderbilt over Kentucky, 45-17. Ninth-ranked Notre Dame winning the whole game, beat Syracuse 70-7 in the third quarter. Number 20, Tennessee leading Florida 31-0. Vols haven't won at the Swamp since 2003. And 13th-ranked Miami over Virginia Tech, 34-17. Coming up in our next segment, it is our halftime interview at the half. Arizona State leading Colorado 13-7. I'm Brian Hensworth, live in studio. This is Colorado football from Learfield.